Yes, hello.
Hi, it's a Rick Request Support returning your call back. How are you today?
What's wrong yourself?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. Can I have your zip code, please?
90025.
I'm sorry?
90025.
10025.
90025.
Nine zero zero two five. And that first and last name?
Daniel
I'm sorry?
Danielsmith.
Okay, that's the last name, Dian.
No, my first, the last name is Smith. That's my TH. Don't do that.
Okay, and the first name?
Daniel.
Oh, Daniel. Daniel.
Correct.
Okay. Were you charged, sir?
11:28. Or was it 11:26? Give me 1 minute. I think it was, my initial charge is $7. Was going to be on a.
I'm sorry.
Give me 1 minute, please.
Okay, I can't really hear you. It's like you're muffling.
I'm not sure about paying $68. I want to pay the initial $7 as planned. Let's see. It says here, Limitless app. $7.95 on 11:26.
Okay. And you said you were charged $67?
No, it says $7.95 on my credit account.
7.95. Okay. Can I have the last four of the card that was charged, please, sir?
The last what?
Four numbers on the front of the card that was charged, please.
I think it was the, hold on. Like 889, give me 1 minute.
Okay, and not rushing things, just letting you know I'm still here.
Okay, great. Okay, last four is 4889.
889.
4889.
Okay, 4889.
No more, no more.
One moment. I'm not locating the account with us. What was the name of the product you were charged for, sir?
Product, I think, was the let's see, it's either the AirPods and the Apple Watch.
Okay. Okay, so the last thing I can possibly try is the first six numbers on the front of the card.
First, what?
The last thing I can try is the first six numbers on the front of the card.
Okay, give me 1 minute.
Okay, and I'm just letting you know I'm still here, so I'm not rushing anything, just letting you know I'm still here. Excuse me. Phantom, just letting you know I'm still here. So not rushing anything, just letting you know I'm still here. Just checking in.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be 444-796.
444-796.
Correct.
One moment. Okay. I'm not seeing an account for you, sir. I did try to locate an account for you. It's not putting up an account with any of the information that you did provide me. And are you sure you're contacting the correct company?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry?
Yes, my credit card company is extremely high.
I can't really hear you. I'm sorry.
Yes, my credit card company told me to call you, okay?
Okay, so you just have to contact them back, sir, and let them know that we weren't able to locate an account for you.
Where is Electronic Transparent? You guys are different from the other company?
What other company, sir?
On my credit card, it says 866-203-324-2146, Limitless App. 866-203-2146, New York. $7.95. That's not you guys? Or 1176?
No, so I'm not locating an account for you. I did try your first and last name, the address. I'm not the address, the first and last name. The zip code, the phone number you called in on, and the last four and the first six of the card that you provided me. But it's not locating an account for you. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the tablet, or so the Apple Watch isn't coming?
Okay, I wouldn't actually know, sir, because I'm not locating an account for you. So I wouldn't want to give you any wrong information or anything.
So what do I do now?
You just have to contact your bank back and see if they can give you another number to contact to make sure that's the correct company that you're contacting.
If we cancel the account, then what do we do?
Okay, so I don't have an account portal for you, so I'm not actually able to cancel anything, sir.
So do they go through or not?
I don't want to have an account pulled up, so I'm not exactly sure. It's not pulling up an account, so I'm not thinking it went through. If it's through us, sir, I'm not exactly sure. You may have the wrong number.
Okay, so I don't have an account with you guys. I purchased it as a guest.
Okay, so yeah, you wouldn't be able to purchase anything from a guest through us. You would have to actually sign up and enter all your information, and we'll be able to locate an account for you.
Okay, let's see. Would you guys be able to check my email?
You said we'll be able to do what now?
Check my email address.
Okay, I can try to locate it by your email address, sir. Go ahead.
It's ds4496719@gmail.com.
ds4496719@gmail.com?
Correct.
One moment. Okay, so it's still not putting up anything with that. I'm sorry.
Let's try one more time. Another account. DS4496719. The
DS
number one.
DS4496719.
And then put a one after the nine. @gmail.com.
Okay, yes, sir. It's still not putting up anything. It's in no results found.
Okay, that's the number. I'll give you another email address. It's going to be, are you ready?
Go ahead, sir.
Give me 1 minute. Let me see. Okay, it's SMITDM 1119 at STUDENT dot MACCD.
Okay,
STU student dot LACCD dot EDU.
Yeah, still not put up anything. It said no results found. So you'll just have to contact your bank. It's SMITHDM. Okay, it's SMITDM 1119 student at student.lacc.edu.
Right.
Yes, they're still saying no results found.
So contact the bank and tell them what?
That we weren't able to locate an account for you so they can assist you.
Will they be able to refund me the money?
They should be able to, sir. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, because it said $7 and then it said $68. But I don't know why the account $68 wouldn't be the initial $7. So what do we do?
Okay, so you'll just have to contact your bank because there's nothing that we can do, sir.
All right, have a great one.
You too. Thanks so much for calling us support.
Let's see what we got here.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much for calling us support. You can disconnect the line.
Oh, yeah, you can hang up.